Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The United States Vice President Mike Pence gave a speech to the Israeli Knesset heard around the world from Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan joins me in a moment at this broadcast table with the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Vice President of the United States addressing the Israeli Knesset in Jerusalem. It was heard around the world. And David, it was very, very historic, was it not?
Well, it was. We've had several other American leaders have either president or vice president have spoken in Jerusalem before, so it isn't the very first time, but it doesn't happen very often, Jimmy, and it has to be somebody that the Israelis really want to be speaking to them, frankly, because the invitation is issued by the Israelis, not the other way around. But overall, he had a great visit, was very well received, and of course, especially his announcement that they were stepping up the movement of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That received a lot of applause and cheers from the Jewish parliament members, Knesset members.
But one other item that the vice president brought up is that the United States would never allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That was pretty interesting.
It's something that we've heard before. Nevertheless, they went ahead, the Obama group did, and made this nuclear accord with Iran that Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed out to the vice president that he had opposed it all along and had pointed out that if it isn't a complete cessation of all uranium enrichment, and including the removal of those machines that spin the uranium and make nuclear material, that it isn't a real deal. It isn't a deal that can last. So, you know, the Israelis are still very unhappy that it's there, but they see that as a sign from the vice president that maybe President Trump will, the next time he reviews this, which is in a few months, scrap the accord entirely. Now, of course, the Europeans and other U.S. allies don't want that to happen, so they're fighting hard against that. But that maybe was a sign that the administration is moving in that direction.
David Dolan with all the details on the speech made by Vice President Pence in Jerusalem that was actually heard around the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. And then Vice President Pence follows up confirming Trump's declaration by addressing the Israeli Knesset in Jerusalem and adding that the United States Embassy will be moved to Jerusalem in 2019. The vice president also reported that the United States will not allow Iran, Israel's number one enemy, to have a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. All three of these statements play a key role in the end of time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, a scenario that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...